welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. This is COVID-19 2021 Dish. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Is that Kevin Pollock with that? I'll take overheard at a bar for 400. Who was the first to say I'm waxed and double vaxxed and ready for fun? But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hey to Chris Alvarado, teacher of future funny folks. When was your last trip to Costco and what did you snag?
So my fiance has been out of town.
Yep.
We usually go to Costco together, but I don't know not to go to Costco. So I went there by myself.
Sure.
Not 3 days ago. Sunny. Sunny's.
And didn't need anything. You mentioned her and he had to bark.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so what did I get? I got my protein shakes.
Sure.
I got some, my granola bars.
That's right.
I got spinach, hummus,
apples. How healthy are you?
Oh, I'm very healthy. I'm very healthy.
Yeah,
but I got a little bag of chocolates for me too. A little sweet treat. Little sweet treat.
Which one did you go with?
The Lindt.
Whoa, that's top shelf.
Fancy boy. Okay.
Ooh, well, because I figured I can eat an entire pack of Oreos, or I could just have two fancy ones.
Yep.
Two little fancy chocolates.
Anything that backs you off eating the whole sleeve of Oreos.
That's right.
Yeah. Looky there. It's Jackie DeRuth, a lady of the green wall. As a hostess, do you recall any kitchen disasters?
Yes. Yes.
I just want to say, though, I've tuned into Jackie's and her husband Pat's live baking challenges.
Uh-oh.
That's and awesome. I recall a couple of disasters there myself. All, you know, it's been wonderful fun. I'm just saying. I've witnessed
lots of disasters there. And I don't know why I thought that you were meaning Kevin, and as if, I don't know if you know this about me. I thought you meant when I was like a hostess at restaurants.
No, I meant in your own home.
Okay, because I was a hostess at restaurants, many restaurants, and there were lots of disasters. But did I mention that? Like, he really knows me. At my own house?
Yep.
I guess I'll talk about the baking. Yes. We did the challenge of puff pastry because so many people were like, do puff pastry. Do puff pastry, guys. And so we were like, you know what? They all sound like that. It's heinous. I don't answer anyone's calls. I said, please text me. Please. And they all said, do puff pastry. And so we did. And it was the biggest mistakes of our lives. It took 10 hours. Jesus. And we're constantly, like, you're constantly doing shit. And so all of a sudden it's 10 p.m. Our baked goods are finally ready to give to our friend, like to give to our judges. And we haven't had dinner. We're so pissed. And we were like, oh, we'll eat. Pat was making a savory and I was making a sweet.
Sure.
And so we were like, oh, we'll eat. His will be our dinner. I don't know why he baked his the way that he did. He did like we're going to be like cheese torts, but he, instead of doing the mini, he did one big fucking thing, but it's so the puff pastry didn't bake. So it was inedible. Uh-huh. So we had a bowl of beans at 10:30. It was so bad.
I knew did I asked win? The right person and thank you.
I won. Oh, yes. I won.
Say hello to Atul Singh. Rarely needs a step stool. First car and what happened to it?
I was a Plymouth Horizon, only had AM radio, manual steering. If you don't have manual steering, if you don't know, this one you have to really turn the wheel to get a U-turn. Maroon inside. The grill was broken. One day revved it too much and just the transmission gave out. And we had to get
Revved it. The court will read that back.
Yes.
Revved it too much.
Yeah. I'm trying to be cool or something. It wasn't a car to be cool in.
No.
But it was handed down from one sister to another sister to me. Mm-hmm. But that's where I listened to Charles Osgood for a long time.
Oh, wow. Big name check at the end there. Hey, there's Mark Gagliardi.
Where?
Too cool for Jewel. Favorite recording artist to listen to these days?
Favorite recording artist to listen to right now. You know what I've been doing is I've been on the news the other day that Broadway was coming back.
Sure.
I busted out some more of the show tunes, man. Yeah, and it had been a while. I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull out the vinyl of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh,
I have three different Rents. I have the on video. I have the movie Rent,
nope.
The Broadway cast, nope. And oh yeah, oh you got to get his and then the live Fox one. Big Rent fan.
Wow,
big Rent fan.
Well, you chose the right one with JC.
Yeah, JCS. Oh, it's that the original. Well, I do it every Easter. Is what I do is the. Yeah. That's I listened awesome. To the, it's a Good Friday listen, Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah.
So that right was, on. That predated the Broadway announcement.
Very, very cool. And last but no more dry towels for you, if you think I'm least, it's Joey Greer. Party Dasher, were you ever the first to arrive at a party in your life, ever?
Always, 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 always.
So that you can
get the party going.
Oh.
Okay. I don't understand why people go in there like midstream or at the very end thinking that that's going to spark it up. Nope. Like, look, a volcano doesn't erupt at the very end. Do you know what I mean? It
I
starts,
don't.
It goes, right? Yeah. Like, it's just fucking, it's like, right? Where you're like, oh, that's what I do. And a lot of times, people don't, I like to go to people's houses and throw a party. So people don't know that I'm throwing a party, but I'm like, hey, I'm the first guest here. People are coming over. Right. Like, what's going on? What's going on?
Happened in my house like, twice. I do remember.
Yeah. And it was fun, man.
Volcano like bubble up for days, then it erupt.
What? Tool, Jesus, you had a time to talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen to your car story and shit.
Dude, leave a tool alone.
No, let's, man. It's just like, it's like.
Are you crying?
All right, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions gathered from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs. Become a patron, support of the show, enjoy exclusive content and other perks. Head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, hey, we got a new email. Please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Scene one comes from Patreon alchemaniac Haley Bonds, who wrote, "Hi, everyone. I'm so pumped for Austin Sketchfest." Yeah, we were too, and it went super great. Also, Joey talks about his friend Paul Denham, and I'd love to hear his origin story. All right. It says here your name, last name is Denham. Do I have that correct? Denham, like the clothing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the nationality?
D-E-N-I-M.
That's what I have. Where do your people come from? Is there a country behind that name?
Yeah, we're local.
Okay. Yeah, no, I meant origin story.
Oh, origin. Got some family from Ireland.
Excuse me. Sorry. You don't have to answer that. Paul, what are you? Just sign the guest in.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ask them where their people come from.
Okay. I like to know a little bit about everybody I talk to.
And listen, once you are a close-up magician, then ask all you want. But right now you're sending the guests in to see the magician.
Okay, right. I said, I like to know something about everybody, how your dog, you know, is the greatest dog ever.
Don't bring up my personal history. No one's personal history is your business anymore, Paul.
Okay.
Sorry, Mr. Denham.
Mr. Denham, yes, my apologies sincerely as well. How many in your party?
Just going to be me today.
So what happened?
Nothing happened.
Excuse me. You don't have to answer that. Paul, no more information.
Oh, yeah, just a little whiskey sour for me. Just me and my lonesome. Oh, hi there. Are you here by yourself too? I'm sorry to pry, but I'm here to see close-up magic by myself, and I just like to meet people here at the little magic hut.
I'm here alone too. Sarah Jeans. Nice to meet you.
How are you, Deborah Hatt?
Deborah, yeah. I have to say, I'm living my best life. I recently got divorced, and here I am enjoying a show all by myself, husband would have never gone with me to, and I'm feeling so good. How are you?
Sarah. Pardon me, ladies, if you could just lower your eyes for a second, the magician is going to walk through the room, and he doesn't want anybody to look at him right now. If you could just lower your eyes.
We're looking at each other.
If you could just lower your eyes, because he's about to make an entrance, but he doesn't want to be seen before the show.
Oh my God, this is like ancient Egyptian pharaoh stuff. Yeah, it's like you can't see him.
Here he comes.
Are they shielded from my radiance?
One second, your magnificence.
Shield them from my radiance as I walk through.
You're touching my lips.
You don't know to us.
You're touching my lips. Be careful.
Yes.
It's eyeshadow, please.
Oh, my eye. Oh, my God, my eye. My eye.
Deborah,
oh,
are you okay? God. Deborah, are you okay?
I don't know.
Where's my I hear the sounds sour? Of someone in need. What is wrong with your eye?
I can't find my eye. I
well,
can't
wait
find my eye.
One moment. And magic.
Oh, my God, my eyes. Oh, I'm looking at you. I'm so sorry.
The show's begun.
I figured. Get off of me.
I'm just letting you know. I'm not just the bartender. I also know when the show starts.
All right. Thank you. We're just trying to watch.
Can I open my eyes now?
No, keep your eyes closed. Keep your eyes closed. Oh, yes. He says yes.
Okay.
Will you please go back to the front? Will you please go back to the front with Paul? Yes. Paul is a trainee.
Paul Harrison, listen up. We're going to be changed around some assignments.
Oh, yes.
So
I'm going
over to the show.
I'm going to the show.
All right, look, you two are going to be off of check-in duty. All right? Yes. You're going to be working fantastic. On actual duty.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You're going to be cleaning up the tiger shit. All right?
How's the wife, by the way, sir? She's still doing okay after the hospital
serious?
Visit?
Are you serious? They had to remove all her bones. She's not doing well.
I'm so happy to hear she's okay, though.
Yeah, she's stable.
Pardon me, Mr. Denham. I have here that you are a special guest. And because of that, the magician, His Majesty, would like to see you in his dressing room.
Okay. You were the gentleman at the front, right?
Yeah, I'm. Okay. I do a lot. Also, before you leave, pick a number.
Should you be doing magic? Because if you're
just go ahead, if you just go ahead and pick a number before you leave.
I got it. I got one picked.
So say it.
Well, that seems like. Do you know just how the trick works?
Can you just tell me the number?
12.
Please? That's correct. Okay.
All right. I'm going to report this to management.
Is that Mr. Denham entering my dressing room?
Yes, it is, Your Majesty.
Right this way. You may kiss this ring. The one on the left. Keep kissing. Keep kissing that ring. That's good.
I know you all came here to see some amazing magic tonight.
Magic!
I know magic. You all think that you're going to see an amazing show from me.
Magic!
I recently got all the bones from my body removed. And if me being here in front of you tonight isn't magic, then I don't know what is.
What's holding her up?
She's disgusting.
It's like she's draped over that
don't
mic stand.
Have any bones here?
She's singing.
Claire, look, I pulled all the strings I could. I got you on stage. All right, are we good?
Give me more time. Come on, I didn't even get to finish my
song.
You
didn't do any magic. You just sing show tunes.
Me being here is magic. No, I have no bones.
What the hell is the shoe salesman and the magic star? What show is that?
I have more tunes, and they have to do with me not having bones. Take my bones tonight.
Hey, I hate to interrupt.
Harrison, what are you doing?
Something, we have an issue. It seems that I walked into the Majesty's dressing room, and he was kissing Mr. Denham's ring, and I guess there's been a shift of power. I don't know what's happening. It's like a volcano.
What's the issue?
Do you need someone to fill his time? Because I've got a show.
It seems like Mr. Denham's in control.
Claire, just give me a second here, okay?
Yeah,
Harrison, you're telling me that the magic transfer has happened? It's been initiated?
Is that what this is?
I've had my powers! My powers are gone!
Harrison, look, go clean up the tiger shit now, okay?
But your wife is still in this wheelbarrow.
Just make sure she doesn't pull out.
Of the wheelbarrow?
Yeah. What happened? You went into a box. Harrison. Oh, my God. Harrison, you're in a box. I can hear you. Oh, my God. The magic is escaping.
I'm stuck in a box. I'm stuck in a box.
Okay. Now you're...
Oh, God. I've been put in a box, too. It's Mr. Denham. He's all put us all in our own individual glass boxes.
Mr. Denham, as your assistant, I just want to say this is a thrill beyond belief. If there's anything I can ever get you, just raise your hand. I'll be at your side, and I will go, and I will make that magic happen.
All right. Thank you. Good to know. Igor, always, you're a good man.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. So what will be first on the list of things that I can provide you? And by the way, your brother did call back and he will be at the second show tonight.
I hate my brother.
Uh-oh.
He ruined my childhood. Igor, yeah, first task has arrived.
Yes, anything.
You must get rid of my brother.
Now, when you say get rid of, please be specific.
I want you to kill him.
Okay. And if I might, can I be a little creative on how I...
Paul, come here. I don't know where you're running to, but come here. I need your help.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, look, whatever you're on, whatever you're doing, I need you to drop it, okay? I need you to drop it.
That's impossible.
I need you to do right now, okay? What is this?
Okay, there's your 45? Needs.
Give me that.
There's Master Denim's needs.
Okay. Hey, Paul, who's still running the Magic Hut, huh?
You are?
That's right. Okay. Now look, I need new floors put in now. Okay.
I'll be sure now. To tell Harrison about the floor issue.
He's doing tiger shit, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take a beer, please. I drink beer. My brother's a magician here, actually. So I'm kind of...
Were you going to buy us drinks, too?
Oh, yeah.
What do you drink?
Well, I know Deborah. Now that I've spent a few hours watching some close-up magic with her, I know Deborah loves a Cosmopolitan. One Cosmo for Deborah Hat.
It's a whiskey sour.
One whiskey sour for Deborah Hat.
Okay. It's a little awkward because the guy who's bartending now, he used to be the magician here, and now he's the bartender, and it's a little awkward. But, you know.
What he would you like eye. To drink?
One pisco lime for me.
What?
On you.
Okay. Do you know how to make the Peruvian drink pisco lime?
Give me a triple whiskey sour.
Wait, what?
Triple whiskey sour and a pisco lime. Magic.
All the things that I was able to do.
This is a Cuba Libre. I wanted a whiskey.
That is scene one.
They just get started.
Wow.
Wow.
Magic Castle. Oh, Magic Castle. You are the greatest. Scene 2 comes to us from Sydney, who wrote, "Hello, everyone. Gary is my new fave, but Joey Greer will always hold a special place in my heart. His album is tops. My suggestion is sweet, simple, and covered in plastic. It is Barbie Dreamhouse Realtor. You're the best. Sydney from Canada."
I don't know if we can afford this. I don't know. I mean, it's three-tiered.
Looks like
there's
Cindy
a space
really
shuttle.
Wants it. It looks know, like your daughter is really excited about
it. I really want it.
Okay, baby, but
did
let's just find something more
practical.
Did you know
that the elevator turns into a party sauna? Did you know that?
That doesn't seem safe. That can't be good for the electronics or the gears.
A party sauna, Dad.
Why do you need a party sauna?
Because you're not there.
I'm going to let you guys discuss.
No, stay.
No, tell her. No, go away. I don't want to hear this. What are you talking about? You're having a party sauna thing because I'm not around?
I think so.
You don't even know why you're lashing out. You just want to. You know what was my fault? It was my fault for saying, hey, I want to give my daughter everything I can. You know, when I went around the country and I built magic huts, I thought, hey, I'm bringing a little magic to the world. I'm bringing a little happiness. And what happened? I raked in billions of dollars. Billionsies. We did?
No, I was going to say we know, Dad.
Oh, yeah, you do know.
You know what you didn't rake in, though? Billions of minutes spent with me.
Oh, come on. There's not that many
minutes.
You know who did?
The homeless guy out in front of our home. He raised me. Chuck raised me, Dad.
He's not homeless. He's a security guard.
Well, he's not going to be homeless once we get this house.
You're going to give him that?
So, Dr. Barbie, I heard you and Ken are getting a house for Cindy finally, huh? Oh, sorry. You all right, Dr. Barbie?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just had a... Do you believe in aliens?
I mean, of course I do, yeah, but...
It's a yes or no question.
Yes, I believe in aliens.
I'll take a look at this video on YouTube.
Okay, I came in for my physical, but...
Oh. They are just like us, but live far away.
Wait, what?
But now they live closer. Who? Look to your left.
Dr. Barbie?
Look to your right.
Did it pause? Oh, no, no, I didn't.
Who's still going? there's a thing of cotton swabs and tongue depressors and some of the roll of paper for this table I'm on. What?
Keep watching.
Okay.
Keep watching.
Okay. I'm watching the video.
The alien is you.
Wait. Dr. Barbie, I have to ask him, did you show me the video that ends with you are the alien because you know something that I don't? Dr. Barbie, no, please use consonants. You haven't used consonants since I walked in the door.
Look, do not pocket my phone. Give me my phone back. All right.
No, I know. I'm holding onto this phone until you tell me whether or not I'm an alien.
Okay. Look, for all I know, you might be. Okay. Now, look, I haven't spent a lot of time with my daughter, but she's saying I'm distant from her. Distance, planets, aliens, human beings. Do you see where I'm going here?
Well, I guess it could just be that you don't spend enough time with your daughter.
Or it could be that there's some extraterrestrial present.
Honey, listen, I talked to your father, and he's at work right now, but I just wanted a couple of minutes of
which work?
Opportunity.
Selling magic huts or being a doctor?
Tell you. To being a doctor.
Okay.
Yep. So I just wanted to find out more about what you said that he believed in. Because it really unnerved me and your brother.
It's pretty simple, Mom. He wasn't around, and now he has to pay for it. And Chuck's going to live with me.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
How are you feeling, Mom?
I'm not feeling
great. That's the question. How are you feeling?
It's not about me or my feelings or my needs.
It should be. You deserve a convertible, a Corvette.
Life. Listen, your father will pay ultimately. But in the meantime, what I care about most is you.
When's the last time you kissed a man?
Monday? I want to say Monday.
Oh.
Cindy, you know, everything so far is so good, but, you know, you're not moving as many properties as we would like, so we're probably going to have to trim some of the sellings.
It's just been such a hard year. Mm-hmm. I think for everybody, you know, the market's a little lower. Barbies aren't so hot anymore. Not to say... there's anything wrong with the product, but you know, it's not, we're not in the 90s, you know, anymore.
Well, what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say this is not, I feel like you're putting blame on me for the product not moving, and I feel like it's the market. I'd put it on Hasbro. I would put it on Hasbro. Hasbro is okay, who I
so you
blame.
Just want to blame them instead of coming up with a solution? Is that?
I want to do that as a placeholder until I come up with a solution.
Well, Cindy, look, this is what we got to move. Okay, we got to move that Barbie dream house, and then we also got to move this this Ninja Turtle giant turtle shell that actually, if you open it up, it's a sewer headquarters. All right, so that's got to be different. Sold as well. All
okay, right? I can do that. I can definitely do that. Just let me take care of it.
Chuck,
yeah.
Wake up.
Yeah. Oh, what is it? Oh, it's moving, kid.
It's moving day.
Moving day?
Yeah. Daddy bought me a dream house. You're going to live with me.
Oh, get out of here. Really?
Jesus, Chuck, you have blood all over your chest.
No, it's nothing. It's nothing, kid. It's...
doesn't look good.
Kid, I'm not going to lie to you. I got about an hour left in me, but it's just long enough to see your dream house.
Wait, hold on, Chuck. Before you say anything crazy, watch this YouTube video, because you never know. In the next hour, things could change.
Oh, okay.
You might be transforming is what I'm saying here. Press play.
Are you a werewolf?
Look, just
press the Navy Federal Credit Union offers some of the best credits, the credit back to you,
you
to
you in any
way ever, because it's because think of it, the Navy is out there.
Oh, it's been four seconds. I can hit skip.
And then we're
skip.
Hey, your the ad for that you just did was horrible. But
what the hell is your deal, man?
I'm the director.
Yeah, maybe, man. Okay, maybe, dude. But you know what? I see you all the time. You're at the same coffee shop. Every time I do something, every time I'm in any goddamn commercial or any kind of project, you come over to me and you just give me shit about what I did.
Well, you got
this thousand-yard stare on you, man. You got this stink on you. What do you want?
Maybe I just want you to be better, man.
I think I got this one. Let's just go back to ones and try it again, I think is what the director was trying to suggest.
Thank you.
Back to ones, everybody.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to do that too? Can I give some direction too?
Yes, absolutely. Please.
Okay, great. Can you
to me?
Yeah, listen to her, please.
What is going on? She's background.
Doesn't matter.
I asked.
This is my show.
And I got permission. Continue. I personally would like to hear it. Like you're from either Australia or New Zealand, is it Kano from?
This is an American, it's a Navy Federal Credit Union. Why am I doing another country accent? That Jason, makes no sense. Jason,
if you want to be a good actor, that's you have to take in ideas. I'm sorry, continue. You're saying something about Kano.
Yeah, so I just think that would be a cool direction, and that actually would help me do better at background.
Pure gold. Do it. Do it that way.
You don't even see her. Her back is turned. What do you mean do better?
Sound speed.
Marker.
Oh, nice soft sticks, Tommy.
Is there a camera?
I know what I'm fucking doing.
Is there a camera? Is that what you asked?
No, just wait.
Right now, a camera?
Right now, it's just sound.
Yeah. We're just going for sound right now. So go ahead.
Ready?
And do you know the name of the company? Navy
Federal Credit Union.
Okay, in the first take, that's what you butchered. So that's why we want to make sure. All right, action.
Navy Federal Credit Union.
Cut. Book it. That's it. That's what
are
we're
you
looking.
Serious?
That
are
is
you?
Exactly what we wanted.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. My wife and I are in from Iowa. We never seen a TV show shooting before. What, you guys making a commercial, huh? So this lady over here gave suggestions. Are we allowed to give suggestions too?
No. I do want to hear this, actually. Actor Jason, stay. Go ahead, sir.
What the f-
I think my wife said she thinks that what was it you said, honey? Wanted him to have some
stronger
about his,
accent and more specifically Sydney, Australia.
A more specific Sydney, Australia accent. Can you do? Because that was more of Perth. Also, he should wear an additional hat.
Let's get him a hat.
We're going to be back here watching from here. This is so fun. Holly's so good.
Thank you. Thank you for speaking up. All right, let's get back to places, but we're going to do that again. You got his direction.
Flying in hat.
We still don't have camera.
That's fine. We'll do audio again. We'll run it as audio on you.
With hats.
Yeah.
Well, ma'am, I've been looking at the house. Structurally, this is unsafe.
But do you want to buy it? You know, do you want to buy it?
I don't.
Is it unsafe or is it a dream? Is it a dream or is it unsafe. A nightmare?
It's a nightmare.
Is it a turtle shell or is it an underground sewer?
Daddy.
I mean, it's trying to be.
Please, yeah. Daddy. You said you'd buy me something.
Well, I mean, we just kind of stumbled upon this real estate agent. I was thinking of like ice cream or something. This is a multi-million-dollar investment. So this is a big chunk of change here.
Well, you're never around, so I figured this might make up for it.
God damn, what the hell? Are you serious?
Where are you when I'm working? No, you can stay here, man.
No, she shouldn't be here when we're talking about something personal. Huh? Where are you when I'm working? What are
home,
you doing?
Eating.
What are you doing?
Eating. Snacks.
Snacks. No, Mom, what the hell? Where's my gift? Huh?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't got, yeah, you don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know, but I'm supposed to go. This is $3 million.
Welcome to Daddy's Snack Shop. What can I get you folks?
Yeah, this is the FBI. We're going to have to shut this store down.
Yeah, we're going to have to shut it down.
Oh, my God. Is this like one of those practical joke shows?
No, it's not.
What's happening?
No. We're just going to.
Do you have a badge or something we can look at?
Yeah, there you go. There it is. Yeah, just take it all, boys. Just take it all.
I mean, I just work here, but.
Yeah, well, you're going to get the harshest punishment.
Hi there. So. I'm here to look for. Oh, never mind. Y'all have a good day.
Good day.
Okay, just need your John Hancock here and here. Congratulations on the purchase, by the way. It's a beautiful home. Very excited for you.
Thanks. I was supposed to sell it, but I couldn't. So,
right?
And, this is technically a sell. Some yeah, it's off the market.
Oh no, it's sold and it belongs to you. All right. So you're all set. We're gonna have a set of keys.
It's a 60 year fixed mortgage.
That's
60
right.
year.
60. Yeah.
And they've already.
Yeah, I mean, listen, your credit score sort of suggested that we go the 60 year mm-hmm. round.
Yeah, it's
and so. Mm-hmm. Congratulations are
Thank
in order
you.
For sure.
Thank you.
I imagine most people would be shocked to get even a 60-year loan. So, and look, your payments are only $6,000 a month, so that's not bad.
That's not bad.
I mean, it's a big house.
It's really big.
I'm all alone in my dream house. No one laying with me.
You've heard of now that I call that music 1 through 24. Now I call that music 24 if it's out. So here's all the hits on it.
If you want to love yourself, loves.
That's the other songs on it. Here's another song for the summertime.
No one get hurt. No one get hurt.
You in love? So here's a thing you can play with your partner.
I sucked. You sucked. We hugged. We.
The hell is this? This is the gift you give me, huh?
Danny,
you sucked. I sucked. The hell is this?
Danny, you say you don't got any gifts. I'll get you a gift now.
What is the name of the CD? Now, this is all the music that I got now? What the hell is this?
What do you mean?
Look, Danny, son.
Is this not working out for you?
We're going to have to separate, all right?
This feels like you're breaking up with me, Daddy.
We should see other people. You should have another father. I should have another son.
I hear you.
Hey, well, you need a dad?
Okay, little man. Let's see if we can't find you the right match here. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and what sort of dad
you might
be.
Well, I first like to say, freeze, you're under arrest, scumbag. You're under arrest, okay? Yeah, I'm a kid, but I'm also undercover, okay? You can't set up a matching service for underage children. It just doesn't work that way.
So
smile, you're on camera.
What?
It's actually, camera's not here. We just have sound.
Are you the director? Are you the director?
No. I'm just the boom guy, man. I'm not trying to step on any toes. But if we're giving it, you know, thoughts, maybe you could do the whole thing again in a Sydney accent.
That's genius. It's genius. I didn't think of it. Kid, roll it again.
That's gonna be quite impossible for me.
No, it's gonna be great. Unhandcuff me. Barbie.
Dr. Barbie. Dr. Barbie.
Do I have to do that at home? I have to go to Dr. Barbie at home?
Did I go to 8 years of school? Am I a doctor? I mean, I paid the cash. The least you could do is use the name.
You're a doctor of physics.
Yeah.
You're not a medical doctor.
I'm still a doctor. Doctor.
Okay. Okay. You know what? Call me doctor.
That would be inaccurate. I couldn't even call you magna cum laude, Ken. I couldn't even do that.
Well, because I'm not that loud. I'm not made of magma.
That's not what that means.
Look, if you're a doctor, then I'm a doctor too, all right? That's just the rule of the house.
Ding dong. Did you have something to say to me?
Excuse me, let me get the door, all right?
Hey, yeah, I was told I was put in a sauna in the elevator. I was told to put in
this way.
All right.
Hi, welcome to my house. Are you here to work on it? Excuse me.
Oh my God.
Excuse me. You know that this is my other people voice. You know.
Just show me where the elevator is and I'll get to work, please.
Hey, boss, maybe we should come back another time. These folks seem to be fighting.
Yeah, it sounds like they're fighting, boss.
Once we start the work, they got to pay us. We stay and work.
No, hold on. Wait. All right. Now stop. Stop. Chuck, I said you could play with me, but why are you going to bring in 3 additional workers to the house? Okay. I already have Ken and Barbie. They're arguing over who's a doctor. That makes sense. But then all of a sudden, okay, one sauna worker is fine. You brought in 2 additional assistants?
Well, look at this house. I mean, it's missing a whole side. You can just grab the side of the house and the whole thing swings open. You're probably going to need some additional workers to get that shored up.
You're right. You know what? You're right. Okay, let's carry on. So, okay, I put the Ken here, Barbie here. You have your worker.
I got my workers here. I got these guys are on their union break over here.
Oh, I got a problem. I got a problem. Huh? I don't have a problem, Barbie. I don't, okay? I can drink whenever I want. I'm fine, okay? I'm fine.
You think that just because you can't ingest, you can drink any time that you want, it's still a problem for me. It might not be a problem for you. Could you please actually put that light inside of the elevator? That would be great.
Hey, Cindy,
don't do that. I told you.
Cindy, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Your parents having trouble? You're playing rather aggressively.
Yeah, Chuck. They are.
Okay, just checking. I'll be over here on the union break and moving this stuff up into the sonovator.
And that is scene 2. Scene 2, everyone. Scene 3 comes from Patreon VIP Jake Birch, who wrote, I just read an article about how Paris Hilton is obsessed with cryptocurrency and NFTs. She's even named her new pets Crypto and Ethereum. I think the scene suggestion could just be boiled down to Paris Hilton is obsessed with crypto. Does that work? Jake.
Where do you want me to put the dogs? They go to the backyard or the house? Or where do the dogs go?
Put them right up my pussy.
Oh, boy.
I want to birth them. They're mine. They're my children. They're my fur babies.
Right.
Put them right up there.
Very good. That's where the dogs go. I'm not personally trained to insert dogs into humans. So
okay,
if you don't,
then you can leave. And I'm going to find someone who can.
Paris, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at your monthly statements here. All right. And it seems you've been spending a little more time online. Is that true?
Absolutely. I love the internet. I fucking eat
Paris,
it up.
Paris, come on. What is it? What I see you is just investing in cryptocurrency? No. Okay. We're the Hiltons. We deal with dollars.
Daddy, stop trying to tell me what to do. I am in my 30s. You cannot rule me anymore. I have money that isn't even money. It's just zeros and ones. You know nothing. Now, well, can you please hire me someone who can stuff the dogs?
Now, Ms. Hilton, I got to tell you, it is such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
This is a coffee bean because we don't have actual office buildings because that's very archaic. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Absolutely. Honestly, the only thing that was confusing to me was, where's the tea leaf?
Mm. Yeah, well, it's questions like that that are going to break ground in this new era of fungibles.
I'm sorry, you know? Harrison?
Give me one second.
Hi. Okay.
What are you doing? The bathrooms and the shitter. They need to get cleaned out, then we got to put the new light bulbs in there.
Don't I get a break? So you on have my break, I can work on my side hustle.
You had one. You came in 30 minutes late. That was your break.
You're acting so fucking fungible right now, Todd.
What did you just say to me?
Excuse me. Now, where were we?
Ms. Hilton, you've come to the right place. I have a long history of putting things up people's pussies. So here's a short list.
Thank you.
Tesla, a Volkswagen bug, a pillow.
A lot of cars.
Teddy Ruxpin bear. That's not a car.
Oh, okay. Other things too.
A Barbie house, a Ken house, a Barbie Malibu. I put in a sheep. That's just one. It's just the same as plural, so that's why it's confusing. Mm-hmm. A Ram, mm-hmm. a Dodge Ram, a mm-hmm. Ram truck, a Hemi. Mm-hmm. That's just the mm-hmm. engine of the Ram truck. Mm-hmm. So I could go on and on. We have pages of
it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got sheeps galore, so take your pick.
I just need one. I need one sheep. Can I buy just one?
I got sheeps.
Yeah, I understand, but I said I want to buy a sheep, and I didn't want you to think it was plural. I just want.
Son, if it ain't got an S, it ain't plural.
Man, take me. Right.
So I can buy one. Can I buy that one right back there?
Man, over here.
There's one here. I got a lot of sheeps.
Yeah, I know. I want that one back there. The one that's kind of staring at me.
What do you mean, man? What are you talking about, man? You think that any word that doesn't have an S is plural? What are you trying to say?
I'd just like to buy that sheep and leave.
Is that supposed to be many sheep?
Excuse me?
Huh?
Are you intoxicated, sir?
Hell yeah, I am. Okay. Son, I got an IV drip of whiskey sour.
Man,
I'll show you what it's hooked into, but it'll blow your mind.
No, I just drink
Coke Skulls. Okay. Paris, explain to us again where all your money went. Okay, I am your accountant. I'm not a magician, for goodness sakes. I don't work at the magic hut, okay? I can't just make money up here. Where is all of it gone?
I took my cash, I invested it into some mutual funds, some index Fair. Funds, and then the that's just some of it. The majority is actually invested into cryptocurrency and NFTs. Now, these are a new online thing. I'm also
Who's
really into
this
that
guy
new
with the necklace on behind you. Who's this guy?
Oh, this guy here. This guy right here with the phone in his hand. Every time I tweet, Paris buys it. Watch this. Bullshit. And tweet. Hey, Paris. You want another non-fungible token? You can have this tweet for $5,000.
Sold. Thank you.
Boom.
Oh, my God. Okay, we can't do this, Paris. We can't do this.
Why not? I can do literally anything. I birthed my own dogs. I can do this.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you're currently showing.
Louis, I don't know what's going on, but you, my friend, are in charge of Paris's finances. Are you not?
Yes, that's correct.
And everything I'm seeing is the exact opposite of someone who should be in control of someone's finances. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Hilton, that is correct.
And if that was the case, that you were in fact in charge of my daughter's finances, an individual who I love so much, and that person who was supposed to be in charge of that person was you, do you think that I'd be upset? Is that correct?
I'm sorry, I lost
you. Is that correct, Louis?
Yes, sir. No, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes or no, Louis?
Sir, I understand what you're getting at. I, if you could just put on these VR goggles for 1 second, you'll see where all of Paris's money has gone. You're now in a... No. It's not supposed to go around your mouth, sir.
You're trying to kill me, Louis.
No, they're just goggles. They're just goggles.
Take my millions, Louis.
No, you can see Paris's virtual museum right now.
Virtual museum? You mean a museum that's...
virtual.
Oh, let's check it out.
No, sir, put it on your eyes, not around your mouth.
It's a completely valid way to invest your money. It's top shot. A lot of people are doing it. I paid $7,000 for one top pack shot. The other day. It's just top one shot, pack. Like, I can then trade it.
That ride that shoots you off the stratosphere and it looks like you're going to fly off the stratosphere in Vegas. And that top shot, you bought that ride?
I bought that ride and I can then trade it later for more money. This is how investing is. You buy when it's low, you sell when it's high. Everyone talks to me like I'm some kind of fucking idiot. And let me tell you, you all are idiots because you all motherfuckers are working for me.
Yes.
Can you just pull the sheep out and stop talking so much? We're worried for her health, her safety.
Excuse me. I can hear you. And the whole point of stuffing it up there so that I can birth it, not so that someone can rip it out of me, so that I can birth it, because it is a fact that when something comes out of your body, you are more in tune with it and you're more bonded with it. And when I want to have an animal, I want to have a life partner. And the only way to get that bond is to put it up, crowning. And take it out.
I'd like to give you, I would like my money back on the sheep.
Wait.
What are you talking about, man?
What? I want my
money. What are you talking about,
man? I want
my money
back on this sheep.
I can tell right now that sheep has been birthed. You ain't getting your money back. All right. Ain't going to happen.
Nothing in your policy that says you can't buy something. It's within 15 days. You have a 15-day policy. I'd like my money back. You can just Venmo
me. Read the bold print.
It says no smoking. Don't eat chocolates in front of me. I like whiskey.
Excuse me. Sir, with the necklace. Hi.
Hey, what is it? What do you want? I was just writing some tweets and making some money for Paris Hilton.
I know. And listen.
Yeah.
I need you to stop. Okay. You are draining her. Okay. And that's having an effect on me and what it is I do. You understand?
Oh, you're that accountant, aren't you?
Yes.
I didn't recognize you without your glasses on is why. I don't recognize people when they don't have on. Put your glasses on.
Put your glasses on. Okay.
Hey, okay. He put his glasses on and tweet. Paris.
Okay. Hold on.
Tweet.
Do you feel good about yourself, sir?
Yeah, I feel great about myself. Are you kidding me? Look at this necklace. Have you ever seen a bigger necklace?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's the world's largest necklace. I bought it from.
All right. So just so we're clear, this is the world's largest necklace you want.
All right. Freeze. Yeah. Let's go. Put your hands up, sicko. Put your hands up, sicko. What are you doing here? World's largest. This fucking guy over here. Let's go. Everything. I want everything sealed. I want to send it. Gotta arrest this guy.
So you're just a big time NFT seller, huh? I used to be married. I wasn't married anymore. And then married and I'm not married anymore. So
that's a weird last name you got. Hat. Sarah Hat.
Yeah.
How'd you even wind up with that?
It's strange. Well, it's a family name. So maybe I'm part of the family that owns hats. You ever think about that?
Nah, I never have.
Yeah. And I know what you're thinking. My right eye looks fake, but it's actually my eye. It was popped out by a magician and then popped right back in.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's I'm sorry. I get a little lost. I don't know which one to look at.
It's all right. Why don't you just look at my forehead right in between my eyes?
Oh, Paul, I don't know which one to.
Paul, where's Mr. Denim? Where's Mr. Denim? Paul.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Or find Mr. Denim. Whatever he calls
Denim.
You.
What? Mr. Denim. He was the. Yeah. No, he works at a counter. Now selling dry goods or something.
Okay, I need you to make a call. The biggest celebrity you know, we got to get somebody here now. I don't care who it is. I know you've got a Rolodex, Paul.
I do. I know exactly who to call.
Okay.
How soon do you need him?
Now, for tonight's show.
Okay.
Paul. Paul. Hey, whatever you're doing, stop it right now. All right, I need your help.
Just a second. I got a ring.
Paul, put that phone down or you're fired.
Paris, who's calling you?
It's my buddy, Paul. I have to see what he's up to. Maybe I'll try to FaceTime.
Okay.
Paris, hey, listen, I can't talk right now, but I need to talk to you. What are you doing later tonight?
I'm fucking selling and buying, and I'm buying and I'm selling, you know? That's my life now.
The greatest that ever was.
Shit. Fuck yeah. Go. Okay. Paul, you're the fucking best. I love you. I love talking with you.
We're going to pull something out of you later tonight. I promise. I'll send you the deeds.
Yeah, you're the best.
I'll text you the address.
All right.
Come on in and kiss my ring. Kiss it. Kiss the rings.
I'm sorry. My buddy told me that I just had to come in, pretend like I get chopped in half on stage, and then I get to go home. He said
the magic
like
will start as soon as you kiss the rings. Oh, there it is. Oh.
Claire, I don't know what to tell you. Okay, Paris Hilton is crushing it right now. Okay, she's got magic. She knows how to sing and dance. I can't use you, Claire. You're boneless.
Come on, I know how to sing, and you won't believe it because of the whole no bones thing. But I can dance. I can still dance. I got it,
Claire.
In me.
Claire, you let you me do bones. It.
Come on, I can do it. Come on.
The lady with no bones sings. It's her volume 2 of songs coming out soon. It's gonna have hits like.
I can do it.
Sometimes you're driving and you want to hear some fun music like.
Vroom, vroom, zoom, zoom, come into my boom, boom. Let's go to the room, room, and fuck, and fuck. Zoom, zoom, boom, zoom, come to my room, room.
What the hell? What is this? What is
this,
man?
It's my new CD.
No, not. What is this? She listen to me? This is like one of the weirdest gifts I ever got.
Daddy, no, not only did I bring you the music, but I brought you the artist in this wheelbarrow.
What the hell?
She ain't got no bones. Wait. All right, hold on, Dad. What if I give you the world's biggest necklace? Would you like that?
I'm listening. Yeah, I'm listening.
All right. All you got it.
What do you mean you want to buy my necklace off of me? This is the world's biggest necklace. Nobody buys this necklace off of me. Look, you want another world's biggest necklace? I'm sure they made more. Slam. What? What? Is it still this? I'm not going to open this door if it's the same person still outside. Now tell me, is it the same person that just asked me to sell them my prized possession? They're not saying anything. Maybe I should open the door and see. Ah, son of a... It is you. Slam.
You're looking for a necklace? That's what I hear. I get things, all right? I got a vast network. You just tell me what you're looking for, and I'll make it happen.
Sir, I'm looking for a special necklace. Maybe a necklace that...
Wait. You're not a cop, are you?
No.
Because I deal in stolen goods. So...
Could you steal a necklace from inside of a woman and I can give that to my pappy, dad?
You sell him
father?
Drugs. Do you have a good father figure in your life?
I'm working on that, sir. I am working on that right now as we speak. If you could pull a necklace out of another human being and I could give that to my father, that might mend our relationship.
I do know a man who keeps a necklace in his buttocks.
Oh.
Is that what you're looking for? And like if it's got a little smell on it, will that still work?
I gotta get going though. Thank you so much for your time.
It's a really nice necklace, but my eyes are going crazy. I don't know what it is, but my eyes are just.
But we're good, right, Daddy? We're good.
I can't see you to hug yet. I can't find you.
You're just crying, Daddy. You're just crying.
I can't. I don't feel so good. I don't know what it is, but I never told you I'm deathly allergic to shit.
Why would you tell me that now, Daddy?
I love you, son. I don't know. I never told you before. Want to give you something.
Okay, I'm listening.
No, what was it? What did you want to distract us? What is this?
Well, someone's...
Who gives a shit about someone coming by?
Well, they're recording it on their phone. They're probably going to sell this, Daddy.
I just want to tell you...
And tweet.
That's our show. That's our show. Oh my god. Man. Oh, half of my happiness is draining out of my nose right now. All right. Let's thank our alchemists so very, 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 very much, starting with Jackie DeRuthy. I hope you the rest of your birthday week turns out as spectacular. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's always so fun.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I'm
Please come back.
It's my birthday week and I'm living it up. And I'm at Jackie DeRuthy on the socials. That's where I'm
Perfect.
At.
Perfect. Thank you, Jackie. Mark Gagliardi, goodness gracious.
So good to see you guys. This always is a delight.
Yeah. And happy 2 weeks past your birthday.
Thanks. I'm having a very merry unbirthday.
Yeah.
And to all of you as well, a very merry unbirthday.
Are there more adventure hours coming?
Yeah, we're doing, we've got another thrilling adventure hour show coming up. I think we're doing another show and tell show, which is what we, when the cast of the Thrilling Adventure Hour breaks out our old clips from when we were just starting out or child actors or in high school doing plays. So that's on June 10th, I believe. We're going to be doing that.
Go to the.
I'm at Mark Gags, and it'll be. I'll post.
It'll be up there. All right. Thank you so much again, Atul Singh. You as well. My goodness. Thank you.
Thanks. I laughed a lot. That was fun. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
Thank you. At Atul time is my socials, and yeah, you can follow me there. See what I'm up to.
Fantastic, Chris Alvarado. Thank you as always.
Two things. One, Kevin Pollak, I love you so much with all my heart.
Buddy.
You know what I mean? I just got to say that. Love you. You're a fucking dream. You're one of my best friends.
Oh, right at you.
Two, Mark, I said this last time you were here. I love that your actual home looks like a Zoom background. And that is such a compliment to your home.
Because Thanks, man.
I just love that. So again, you can hear this or you can see this if you're a Patreon supporter. Is that correct?
Excellent point. Thank you for pointing that out. The video only available. To the patron subscribers. Yes. Nicely done, sir. Joey Grierman, thank you as always.
Oh, thank you. I was just about to jump in there. I mean, my bad. Thank you for having me. and everyone else who's here now.
Yeah, yeah.
Check out Alchemy This Instagram, Alchemy This Pod on Reddit. And, you know, Bear Supply, myself, James Heaney, two other people you've never met. Who cares about them? We do a stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/BS comedy or /, I don't know what, whatever the slash is. That's correct, forward slash. Every Wednesday at 8 o'clock Pacific time. Check it out.
So all that's right. twitch.tv. Okay, got it.
You know what, dude? You know what, dude? Like,
are you crying, Joey?
Let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you to please be kind to each other and tell everyone you've ever met to watch the show if you can. If not, just listen to it and please do that and write a review and all that stuff. But yeah, keep wearing your masks and be kind to each other. And we love you and thank you. Until next time.
Sweet, sweet.